Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry, a lot of texts coming in. No, the secret's out, right? I'm middle-aged. Okay, so I'm not a millennial. I'm a Generation Xer. And when you hear how a millennial becomes a millionaire, it's like, good for them. I love millennials. They're one of my favorite generations. Even though my kids are Generation Zers, I just have seen the millennials and everything that they go through, and I think what they could do remarkably in this new social media, internet-controlled atmosphere is pretty impressive. But there's a 27-year-old who became a millionaire, and he lives in Seattle. I mean, Seattle's pretty expensive to live. So when I saw that, I'm like, okay, I got to check this out. You know, because I got a couple kids that are like, Mom, I want to make money. I want to, okay, well, you know, go to college, you get a job, and I want you to work hard. They're like, no, I want to make money fast. And I'm like, well, you know, then learn finance, learn how to, you know, you're not going to become a millionaire overnight, unless, of course, you do illegal. Well, what kind of illegal? No, okay, no, not going there. You got to, you know, in order for you to be able to manage companies later and all that, you need to run a lemonade stand. If you can't run a lemonade stand correctly, all right, you're going to have trouble with the big stuff. So let's start small.
Well, I don't know how to make lemonade.
Okay, well, then maybe don't do lemonade. What can you make? You know? Mayhem? So I'm talking to the kids about this. But this 27-year-old, what he ended up doing was he had a day job. He got paid okay with his day job. But he invested money into rental properties. So he has a few rental properties. They bring in money. His day job brings in money. I believe his wife is working also, and he passed the $1 million mark. Now, is it because of all his assets? I mean, if you own a few homes, that does bring you up to, you know, that mark. You know, when people go, what is your net worth? Your net worth isn't what you have in your wallet. If that's the case, I got like $14 to my name. It's what you own. You know, do I own a brand? Do I own a company? Do I own houses? Things like that. So his net worth is $1 million. They earn, with all the properties and the income, about $460,000 a year. But with everything they own or whatever, they hit the $1 million mark. But what he talks about, that's not the story. The story is what he spends on. He doesn't spend more than like $25 a day, I believe, on like food and entertainment and things like that. And when you look to see what he talks about, apparently he says he and his wife are very, very frugal. And when you see how they approach the money that they made, that's kind of the key to people becoming rich and wealthy, okay? You're not going to, you know, be the first singer to come up with an album and, you know, a video and, you know, a bunch of podcasts or I don't know, whatever. You're not going to, in the entertainment field, you know, that easily make it super big and become a millionaire overnight. Only a few people get to do that. Same thing with being a physician. You're not going to overnight become a plastic surgeon. That's not going to happen. It's going to take years. It's going to take time. But you can get to a very comfortable financial state if you quit spending. Now, we've talked about this on the show because I love talking money, and it reminds me to follow some of this advice. But my son reminded me yesterday. He goes, Mom, consumers get screwed all the time on stuff that they buy. I go, I know. And he's learning this because he's trying to sell some things that he has that, he has stuff that's, you know, worth something, but he doesn't need it anymore. So rather than throw it out, I told him, spend, you know, sell it so you can make money. And he realizes that the average consumer gets really, really screwed. I mean, have you guys ever bought popcorn or soda at a movie theater? Yeah. Okay, so don't. So what are some ways you could save money so that if you are making X amount of money, it just keeps building? Okay, well, one is, all right, how many of you guys are in like a 3 or 4 bedroom house? Do you really need that? I mean, I tell my husband, as soon as the kids move out, I am really comfortable being in an apartment. I've grown up in apartments. I'm very comfortable. I only need a place to work out. I need a place to do, you know, my computer stuff. I don't really need a big kitchen because I can't cook worth a damn. And I need to make sure we have, like, you know, a bathroom that works. I'm fine in that. That could save a crap load of money. Water bill. All right? You guys waste so much money on water bills. You take tubs or baths. Okay? Take a quick 2-minute shower. In terms of electricity, you guys are keeping your iPhones and your chargers, and those are, you know, sitting there and still running electricity. Get everything out of the outlets. In terms of squirreling money away, every paycheck, start squirreling a little bit, whether it's $5 or $10, $20, and have it go directly to another account. I like Treasury Direct. Treasury Direct will basically withdraw from your account and stick it in a bond. Now, I know bonds aren't the biggest interest. I think they're, what, at 2, 2.5% or whatever, but you aren't even thinking about it, and all of a sudden, a few months later, you see you have a little pocket of money. Some banks will do that too for Christmas. They will just pull out money of your account, put it into another account for Christmas, so they have a little Christmas thing. There's a lot of things you could do in terms of eating. You don't always have to eat out. I mean, I'll get a salad. The salad will be $12, and I recognize the lettuce from Costco. It's the same lettuce you could buy in one of those bins from Costco, and it has some dressing and some cheese crumbs. And I just spent $12. So eat more at home. Drink water. You don't have to have alcohol. If you order a drink at these restaurants, again, $12 for a drink, and you're like, what are you talking about? It costs you 2 cents to make. Stop spending that. So my suggestion to you guys is quit being screwed. Now, I don't want us to tip us into a recession by us not going out to eat, not buying things, etc. But we are wasting so much money. And one approach you can do is have a little contest with your family on what you saved and what you didn't buy. So, like, let's say you have a daughter. And she rewore a dress and repurposed it and maybe added some, you know, I don't know, other accessories that she had lying in her drawer, and she made the outfit work. Boom. She gets a point. Bonus that. And, you know, because a lot of us will be like, well, I wore this shirt 3-4 times. I need new shirts. There are so many things you could repurpose. You don't have to use a full amount of liquid detergent. You could just use a little bit. A lot of it is concentrated. But we waste so much stuff. And if you decrease that waste, you might be able to double your income in a year. Make sense? 1-877-DOT-SELLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Sam writes that he saves money every time he diets. And I love that you brought this up because I need to talk about losing weight. I've lost about 10 pounds, and I am, like, so excited. And how did I do it? I went cheap. I wanted to save money. And I, not that, you know, we're having any money issues, whatever, but as we're going into a as we might be seeing a recession soon, I'm like, let's see, you know, maybe let's not go out to dinner tonight. You know, I don't need to go out for lunch. I could eat some of this. Or if we do go out, like we went out for my son's birthday, I'm going to take half home, and then I could use it throughout the day as little mini meals. But it is so true. The way you approach a diet should also be the way you try and save money. And that might be an easier way to diet. I love that. Thanks for bringing that up. That's that. Okay, so I can't just not eat carbs. you guys have dieted and you're like, all right, well, I'm going to just avoid the carbs. I'm going to avoid the sweets. And then all of a sudden you're at a birthday party or somebody at work brings a cookie or a donut or whatever. And then you're like, argh. And then it's all over. Or you just get hungry. And you get so hungry that you're like, I'm going to eat at a buffet and to hell with the diet. And then you feel guilty and you feel sad. So you almost need another incentive. You would think losing weight and, you know, being able to fit into your clothes and being healthy is incentive enough. But it's not. I mean, I'm a doctor for crying out loud. I have a hard time dieting. I do. I go at it very methodically, very scientifically. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to try to increase my metabolism, I'm going to cut my calories, I'm going to exercise more, I'm going to try to sleep better. I know exactly what I'm supposed to do, and it's impossible for me to stick to. So maybe you need another incentive. Maybe you need to change your goal from maybe instead of losing 15 pounds, you save $15 a day. So maybe if you want to go on a diet, and you guys have tried everything, start mapping out what you spend on food each month. And my guess, it's a lot. Between, you know, ordering in pizza and, you know, grocery shopping and fast food and sodas and coffee and things like that. Okay? And then you say, all right, what I want to do is let's save some money. And our goal is to save as much money as possible. Well, like I talked about in the previous hour, when you drink water, you save money. Okay? Nobody order iced tea or soda pop or whatever. If you order water, you already lower, you know, you already save money. If you don't eat out, you don't have to pay for the tip. Well, if you don't eat out, you also aren't getting a lot of the fattening foods. If you do less portions. So if you have a family of four, rather than buying 8 chicken breasts, just buy 4. Everybody could just eat 1 chicken breast. Or for me, I'll cut half and use the half for tomorrow so I can make a second meal out of it. Going the frugal way, the frugal diet, might actually be a way to make you lose weight. Dressing. I don't want to go through a whole bottle of dressing. All right, then just pour a little bit to make it last. Less dressing on the salad. Salad fills you up. Salad is cheaper than the meat, so eat more of the salad. Gym memberships. Gym memberships can cost money. Well, then put some money to a piece of equipment at the house. I do. I have a treadmill. That's the only piece of equipment I have. We used to have some weight stuff with the kids, and my husband never used it, but we have a treadmill. I use that treadmill every damn day. That saved me money going to the gym. Now, the problem is if you don't kind of keep track, you lose, you know, a lot of the momentum with that. Just like with diets. You know, they say with diets, they used to say only weigh yourself once a week. I don't know if you guys ever did Weight Watchers years ago. But in the 80s, Weight Watchers would say just, you know, would weigh you once a week and, you know. But a lot of the diets are saying weigh yourself every day. Now, I don't particularly like that because if I think I had a bad day, I'm worried that the weight would go up. But, you know, I had a bad day the other day because a friend of mine died. And I was at her funeral, and it was just kind of rough. And dieting was not something I really wanted to do that day. And so, yeah, I had, you know, more carbs than I expected. The weight didn't go up as much. Now, you got to be careful with that because I'm like, oh, okay, well, then I guess I can have more ice cream. No, you can't. But you need to weigh yourself every day and chart it. Oh, I don't want to put that in writing. Okay, well, then, you know, put a code down. But you need to chart what you've been doing because you need to show yourself overall what happens at the end of the month. And if at the end of the month you could show that you're losing weight, at the end of the month you could show you're saving money, that gives you one hell of a push. Maybe even do 2 weeks. You know how we get paid? We get payday. And when we get payday, we get a little excited, you know, and we're like, okay, good, you know, I'm going back to work. That was good. I've got money. But then it just kind of wears off after you go back to work. You know, maybe you need to see signs of this more often. Maybe you need to do once a week. To go, look, I saved $300 this week. If you save $300 that week, imagine what you're saving each month. Imagine what you're saving each year. Now, you have a lot of people out there that diet, but I really want to eat. Okay. Well, then how about this? Okay. You save money all month long. All right. You put most of it in the bank, but you could use maybe a quarter of it for a nice fancy dinner. once a month. If you really want to splurge and have fancy dinner, then you could use some of the money you saved and go out to a fancy dinner. You know, I talked to my husband about this, and I don't want to put any restaurant down. But when you have kids, you end up hitting a lot of, like, Chili's and the Applebee's and things like that. And they're nice restaurants, and they're good, and the kids are happy and all that. But we're walking out of there spending $60-$70 with tip. And I'm like, I would rather cook dinner 3-4 nights a week, which you should be doing anyway, and then maybe having a more fancier dinner at the end of the week, and look at all the money you save. You know, I mean, again, and, you know, Chili's are nice, and there's nice meals and all that, but really $70 worth? So you have to be careful, though, with doing the frugal diet. Because with the frugal diet, you might be like, well, then you know what? I'm going to eat a burger for 99 cents. You might go to fast food to save money. No, you got to be careful with that. So what I recommend you guys do if you really want to lose weight is you have to pick a meal, at least one, where your meal is going to be, you're going to be nibbling on lettuce, nibbling on nuts. That'll fill you up. You know, maybe you could have like a low sugar smoothie. And sprinkle that throughout the day to help cover lunch. Lunch is a tough one because if you're at work and you're smelling other people's food, it's difficult. I get that. Or that could be dinner. If you're like, look, I need to have a yummy lunch. I can't get through work without a yummy lunch. Fine. Okay, well, then dinner. Dinner will be a handful of salad leaves, some nuts, and maybe you could have some fruit with some sugar-free Cool Whip for dessert. If you can make your dinner smaller than your breakfast and your lunch, that's pretty damn good. So, you know, we need to approach how we diet with cutting back on how much you eat and what you eat. And if you go at it as, look how much money I saved. I didn't drink alcohol. I didn't order that beer. I didn't, you know, we're not in football season, so a lot of us should be losing weight now. And I get it. We all want to splurge. Well, then you might have to just set it in your mind where if you want to splurge, it can only be on a Saturday. You know, that's a hard part for me where I want to diet and then all of a sudden everybody wants to go out. And I'm like, well, it's going to be so hard because they're going to order appetizers for the table and I just have to sit there. So then account for it. Work out extra hard the days leading up to it. Diet really well. Make sure, you know. So, you know, we talk about ways to save money. A lot of us have coins. And they're in the bottom of the car. You would not imagine how many hundreds of dollars of coins you probably accrue over a year. Save those. I like the 24-hour rule. Avoid purchasing expensive or unnecessary items on impulse. This is being reported by America Saves. So, you have to wait 24 hours before buying it. Most of the time, you'll be like, you know what, I don't want to buy it. We're kind of at risk of over-shopping, overeating, overspending because of our internet use. The internet really, you know, knows exactly how to attract us. You know, I'm right now trying to read a news article, and there are all these ads for clothes and hair products, and I'm like, oh, maybe I need that. No, I don't need that. You know, with shampoo, you could always add a little bit of water. You don't necessarily have to always use highly concentrated shampoo. Unsubscribe. There's a bunch of things you guys are subscribed to. Unsubscribe them so you don't keep getting those ads. Pay off credit cards each month. That's another thing to do to save money. Don't need to have the, why give them interest? Go at saving money where I'm not going to be screwed. Just like with diet. You're not going to screw me over. So I'm not going to pay you interest when I could pay this off. So anyway, that's an approach. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Have Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The U.S. Senate today is expected to vote on a House-passed bill that would fund the coronavirus response in the United States, one in California. President Trump last night was talking about the global death rate from the virus, which experts have pegged at 3.4%, but the president doesn't agree with that, saying a lot of people get the virus, but never.
Congressman voting against it, Andy Biggs of Arizona and Ken Buck of Colorado.
A Republican lawmaker introducing a measure to censure Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer for saying at a rally yesterday that two Supreme Court justices will, quote, pay the price if they rule against abortion rights. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley tweeting that he's moving to censure the New York Democrat for the comments that were aimed at Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, both of whom were appointed by President Trump. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So since we spoke last, coronavirus cases has now jumped to 90,273. We expected we were going to be hitting that number as more and more cases are being revealed. We've had, I think, a slowing of the numbers because they haven't been testing, and they've had some issues with their test kits. Deaths are still at 3,082. 45,700 people have recovered. China still holds the most amount of cases at 80,000 with 42 new deaths. South Korea has 4,300 cases with 5 new deaths. Italy, 2,000 cases with 11 new deaths. Iran, 1,500 cases with 12 new deaths. The Diamond Princess is still at 705 and hopefully will stop right there. 100 people did recover. 36 were serious and in critical condition from those on the Diamond Princess cruise. In Japan, 274 cases, no new deaths, but 6 total. France, 178 cases. Germany, 157 cases. Spain, 120. Singapore, 108. Hong Kong, 100. And America has now hit 92, with one new death being reported. A total of 2 people have died in Washington State. There's been much criticism of how the CDC handled this. Apparently, a lot of the test kits weren't running properly. We hear of a Wuhan coronavirus evacuee who was released from quarantine in Texas, later tested positive for the virus. So why were they released? Well, maybe these tests have a false positive or a false negative. Said, oh, they're good, so it's negative, but it's not technically negative. And then maybe they could have picked it up from the community, but they think it's just they were never completely clear. So Fox News is reporting that a coronavirus patient from San Antonio, Texas, who was released by quarantine by the CDC, later tested positive for the novel virus and went back into quarantine. Patient has not been identified, but is under mandatory quarantine at the Texas Center for Infectious Disease, who had been evacuated from Wuhan, China, on a State Department chartered flight to Lackland Air Force Base in February. Over the weekend, she was able to go home after meeting criteria to be released, which includes 2 consecutive negative tests, collected 24 hours apart and being asymptomatic. They said, however, a pending subsequent lab test came up positive for the virus that causes COVID-19. Now, another thing that some of us medical peeps are thinking is, are there other conditions that could also be triggering a positive test? It shouldn't. These tests should be very RNA specific, meaning very specific to the genetic material in this virus. But, you know, it makes you wonder since they're having so much of an issue. They said following the patient's release, results of the subsequent sample were received and determined to be weakly positive. Out of an abundance of caution, the CDC decided to bring the individual back into isolation. Oh, she must be beside herself. I think it's a woman. I'm not sure. The discharged patient had some contact with others while out of isolation. And the CDC local public health partners are following up to trace possible exposures and notify them of their potential risk. So what's going to end up happening is people are going to be like, Mom or Dad, don't come home. Because then we get quarantined. Just stay back. That's going to stink. Because I love hugs. If I hadn't seen my kids for 2 weeks, I'm going to want kissies and hugs and oh, my baby. But they're going to be like, no, Mom, get away. So Mayor Ron Nirenberg said the fact that the CDC allowed the public to be exposed to a patient with a possible COVID-19 reading is unacceptable. We hold the CDC accountable for providing complete transparency for the public. The situation is exactly why we have been asking the federal officials to accept the guidance of our medical community. He added, in part, our San Antonio Metro Health District and other local officials continue to address the situation with the utmost professionalism and care. We will do everything within our power to ensure that the community is kept safe and the exposure remains low. So, in China's Guangdong province, something similar had happened. About 14% of patients discharged later tested positive for the virus during follow-up exams. Secondary positives have called into the question the accuracy of these diagnostic tests. So there's a rumor that the CDC only had about 30-some test kits that actually worked correctly. I don't know. I don't know if I want to believe that. So a New York doctor has now warned that coronavirus cases in the United States are going to surge into the thousands by next week. The former head of the FDA claimed that 3 critical weeks were lost in containing the spread of the virus due to faulty test kits given out by the government. Health officials have been scrambling to get their own coronavirus testing kits up and running. Why? Because they were stuck with faulty tests from the federal government. This is why I don't want the government running our health care. Okay? Can I just say that? State and local authorities are now also stepping up testing, according to Daily Mail, for illnesses because cases have grown to 91. New infections announced in California, Florida, Illinois, Rhode Island, New York, and Washington State. New York has confirmed its first coronavirus case. It was a female healthcare worker in her 30s that returned from Iran last week. Now she's being quarantined in her Manhattan home. Florida late Sunday declared a public health emergency as it confirmed its 2 health cases. Rhode Island announced 2 cases. 2 people who had returned from a school trip to Italy had prompted the closure of the school so it could be sanitized. Dr. Matt McCarthy, who is a staff physician at New York Presbyterian Hospital in Manhattan, has claimed he doesn't have the tools to properly care for patients because of the lack of coronavirus tests being made available to hospitals. So if there is somebody, they have to contact the local health department, then the CDC has to come. I mean, the hospitals are already, short. We don't have enough hospitals. We don't have enough beds. So what do the hospitals do when they have somebody that could have it and they're waiting to get it tested? They're waiting for the test to come back. They're waiting for confirmatory tests. It's taking up space. And then if they don't have coronavirus, they have another lung infection, you can't just move them to a military base. They need to still be treated. So Dr. Matt McCarthy told CNBC's Squawk Box on Monday that the bungled test distribution was a national scandal and claimed New York had only been able to properly carry out 32 tests so far. They say, we hear it's coming very soon, but I'm here to tell you that at one of the busiest hospitals in the country, I don't have it at my fingertips. Okay, so that's where that 32 number came from. So, we have 13 cases in Washington, 2 have died. 1 in Oregon, no deaths. California, 15 cases, no deaths. Arizona, 1 case. Texas, 1 case. Florida, 2 cases. Illinois, 3 cases. Wisconsin, 1 case. New York, 1 case. Massachusetts, 1 case. Rhode Island, 1 case. Why am I not panicking? Because we have another epidemic already going on. I talked about this last hour. We have this flu virus that is still killing people. And we have people who are children, we have people who are adults, we have people who are geriatric patients, and they are being, afflicted with flu. We don't really have a cure for flu. We could try Tamiflu. And that's hurting more people. This coronavirus, I look at as an additional epidemic in addition to flu, but we're already within an epidemic. We're already supposed to be doing the protocols. We need to. We're just not doing it for flu like we should. So when we have 2 people in America who have died, which is still very tragic, but 2 people out of the last 2 months of this epidemic being reported, yet we probably lost another 5,000 to 10,000 of people with the flu, my recommendation to everybody is let's approach this like we should have been doing with the flu this whole time. Let's try to avoid people who are sick. Let's try not to breathe on each other. Let's wash our hands. Let's make sure we're eating well, getting good sleep, etc. But, you're seeing people, completely try to empty out store shelves because they think they're going to be quarantined, self-quarantined. We should have probably been recommending self-quarantine with the flu. So, if coronavirus does start to hit, let's say, the 5,000 number by the end of next week, that's going to be tragic because you'll have had people that will survive the flu that now might be able to, unfortunately, get hit with coronavirus. But we have a current epidemic already going on, which is why, maybe coronavirus will help curb that. Maybe some of the panic with coronavirus will help stop the spread of flu, which would be nice. But I think it's kind of ridiculous that we weren't already acting more concerned this whole time than we are right now with the few cases that we have. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Thank you all for tuning in. chiming in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So breaking news just came out that Amy Klobuchar has now dropped out of the race. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar has ended her Democratic presidential campaign, and she plans to endorse rival Joe Biden, according to Yahoo.com. She follows Pete Buttigieg, who had decided to leave the race. I think he is still contemplating if he is going to support Joe Biden. Of course, you know, they are in a great position for leverage, asking for some sort of a cabinet post or something, so we'll see what happens. But I wouldn't be surprised if we see more people. I think Tom Steyer might have dropped out. If we might see more people decide to, you know, drop because, I don't think there's many left now, because you have Democratic moderates really concerned that Trump cannot be Bernie Sanders, and they think Joe Biden will be the guy. So Amy Klobuchar, who had, you know, seemed to kind of finish third in New Hampshire, just didn't really sway and, you know, didn't really, you know, attract as many delegates as she needed in the remaining primaries. I was asked by one, you know, why aren't the women on the ticket, like Elizabeth Warren or Amy Klobuchar, doing better by women? I haven't really been following that. I don't know who women are voting for. But you really don't see a lot of women say, I'm going to vote for women. Just like it's very stereotypical when people say, well, the Jews are going to vote for the Jews. A lot of Jews do not think Bernie Sanders represents them, especially with his comments about AIPAC. So, no. And I don't know. Did Bernie Sanders say, like, AIPAC was racist, the American Israeli Political Action Committee? I don't know. So, you don't have a lot of Jews supporting Biden. So, when people say, well, the Jews are going to vote for the Jew, no, that's not kind of how we do it, you know? Your religion is your religion. It's private. Some of us are American first. Some of us are, you know... Did you guys do this as a kid? Where you had to write down who you were and rate then how you identify yourself. So I was a girl. I was born in California. I was Jewish. I was American. And I think it was like those four things. And then they asked you, who do you identify with first? Some religious people might have identified themselves as their religion first. Some might have said, I'm American. Some might have, I might have put girl, you know, just because, you know, I was really ticked off about not being able to pee standing up and I always had to sit down. So I kept being reminded of that, you know. You would think I'd be reminded of being American all the time with all my freedom. But as a young girl, I remembered that I have to always pee sitting down, so I'm a girl. So I think I put girl first, then I think I put American, then I think I put Jew, and then I think I put Californian or something like that. I forget what I did, or I might have put California first. I don't know what I did. And so when people say, well, the women are going to vote for the women, and the blacks are going to vote for this one, this candidate, or the Hispanics are going to vote for this, that really is insulting to the group or demographic you're defining. I mean, when you say, well, the women are going to vote for women, that's kind of insulting that we're not going to pick a candidate that's worthy despite their gender. You know, people tried to say that with gay men. Gay men are going to vote for Pete Buttigieg. And my gay friends are like, look, we like Pete. We like, but we are going to pick the candidate that we feel will probably be the best candidate for the race, whether to be Trump or whether to be the president or whatever. And so people don't like to be lumped into these demographics all the time that people are doing. You know, why would a gay man... And I think Pete Buttigieg was a great candidate, but, you know, why would somebody assume that he is going to align himself with one candidate's decisions on national security, on health care, on, you know, constitutionality of, you know, gun law reform, just because they both have the same sexuality? We are insulting the demographics that we are, the groups that we are trying to progressively not stereotype. And so saying, well, you know, Amy Klobuchar is a woman, so, you know, she has female body parts, so the women are going to vote for her. No. A lot of women I know want Trump. A lot of women I know like Bernie. You know, Well, where's the sisterhood? That's not how things work. If we don't want men to just vote for men, then we need to approach the same way with how we vote. Hispanics don't just vote for a Hispanic, or a Jew doesn't just vote for a Jew. There are tons of Jews that have no intention of voting for Bernie Sanders. Many of them think Donald Trump did a fantastic job moving the embassy and has been very pro-Israel. So, are we American? Are we, you could be religious and find Donald Trump to be better for, you know, Israel than Bernie Sanders would be. So, I really am tired of people saying that, you know, that, okay, well, you need a woman. And they, you know that whoever is going to run for president is going to probably put a woman on the ticket for vice president to help to get the woman voters. And so I get that. And, you know, it would be nice to have a female vice president one day and a female president one day. But please pick a candidate, not because she wears a bra, but because the candidate is worthy. And that candidate would do a damn good job. Don't insult me by throwing somebody on the platform that you think will appeal to my XX chromosomes. That's insulting. I want a vice president, if it's going to be Bernie Sanders, that could take over in case, God forbid, he falls ill or he has to retire or whatever, and who would be able to manage the country. You know, just like with Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump, don't just put women in the cabinet just to say, okay, see, I'm trying to please women. Pick women that you really feel are, you know, good for that job. And he has. This made headlines. There's a runner. She's anonymous. She's vegan from Berkeley, California. And she asked a neighborhood to stop cooking meat with the windows open. She said the smell of meat was offensive, but also did not want to be a stereotype. Now, this runner was criticized online. She, I guess the demand was on a Twitter thread by Best of Next Door, a Twitter account dedicated to neighbor-on-neighbor pettiness. And the runner found the smell of meat overpowering when they went jogging at dinner time. Asked their community to show empathy for their plant-based neighbors by closing windows while cooking and only grilling vegetables on the barbecue. They also suggested that people might want to do some research about plant-based diet and join the vegan movement. Now, this is something that really, really bothers people about certain, you know, platforms. I think going vegan is pretty cool. I think it's healthy. I admire people doing it. But if somebody wants to change others and make the world change so that they can do what they want to do, now you're kind of stepping too far. Just like with religion. Asking everybody to close business so you aren't distracted, so you could, you know, be constant, like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we're not supposed to be watching TV, we're not supposed to be eating, we're not supposed to be, you know, we're supposed to be praying. If I asked my neighborhood to close down on Yom Kippur, that's really far stretching. Okay, they have a right to live their life. My choices are my choices. I don't have to force anybody else to act differently so I can make my choice. You know? I mean, we're trying to do that with, like, you know, commercials and, like, you know, don't make beer look so tasty, or don't make the hamburger look so tasty so we don't go out and eat fast food. The company has a right to advertise. You know, I mean, if you think you're going to be, tempted, then jog in a park. But, well, sometimes that can be dangerous. Anyway, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.